You are listening to our 60th podcast episode on Je Parle Anglais Podcast Show. Hey, it's Clive. Wish a warm welcome to everyone. It's with mixed feelings that I'm here as I'm busy receiving each and every one of you at this show. So today we're talking about advanced English vocabulary. Okay, so whether you are a beginner or an advanced student, you will have all the resources you need to revise for international English and tests such as TOEFL, TOEIC, IELTS exam, and much more. Okay, so alongside that one, you are equally going to master business and company vocabulary. Okay, so we'll soon begin. As usual, as you all know, I'm going to pronounce the word in French, and I'm equally going to pronounce the word in English twice for you to understand how to pronounce it and to pronounce it at the end after I've pronounced it. Okay, good. Okay, let's start. Airline company. Compagnie aérienne. To assess. Faire le bilan de. Bilan. Assessment. Actif ou avoir. Assets. Avoir un siège social. Bien, avoir son siège. To be based in. Diversifier ses activités. To branch out or to diversify. Ok. Budget. Affectation budgétaire. Budget appropriation. Ok, j'espère que vous répétez. Ok. Règlement administratif. Bylaws. Capital. Répétez. Ok. Plus-value. La plus-value. On a capital gain. Société en manque de liquidité. Cash needy company. Président, directeur général. Chief executive officer, CEO en anglais. CEO qui est l'acronyme ou bien le résumé de Chief Executive Officer. Ok, donc PDG qui est encore président directeur général, Chief Executive Officer. Président en charge des affaires, Chief Operating Officer, COO. Chief Operating Officer, COO. Ok. Société, compagnie ou entreprise. Vous pouvez l'appeler en anglais company, enterprise or firm. Company, enterprise or firm. Règlement intérieur d'une société. Company rules and regulations. Conglomerate. Monde des affaires américain. Corporate America. Bénéfices des sociétés. Corporate earnings. Espionnage industriel. Corporate spine. Répétez. Ok. Indice de solvabilité. Credit rating. Ok. Credit rating. Société. Indice de solvabilité. Ok. Dissoudre une société, to dissolve a partnership. capitaux propres, equity, cadre de haut niveau, exécutif. Exécutif, cadre de haut niveau. Capital fixe, fixed capital. Capital fixe, fixed capital en anglais, ok. Fixed capital, prononcé, super. Société principale, flagship company. Flagship company. Société véreuse, fly by night company. Fly by night company. Encourager ou alors favoriser. En anglais c'est to foster. To foster, bien to encourage. To foster or to encourage. Financer, to fund. Mondial, global. Global. Introduit en bourse, to go public. To go public. Croissance, growth. Growth. Siège social, headquarters. Headquarters. Société financière, holding company. Holding company. Immatriculé ou encore enregistré, incorporated. Incorporated. Ok, prononcé incorporated. Immatriculé ou enregistré. Ok. Co-entreprise, joint venture. Conjointement, jointly. Associé minoritaire, junior partner. Ok, junior partner. Mm-hmm. Cabinet d'avocat, law firm. Société à responsabilité limitée, encore appelée SARL. En anglais, c'est Limited Liability Company, LLC. Limited Liability Company. Ça, c'est un truc très important dans le monde des finances et de l'économie. Ok. Société en commandite simple. Limited Partnership. Limited Partnership. Être situé. To be located. To be located. Être situé. Emplacement. Location. Emplacement. Location. Perte. Loss. Loss. Société de vente par correspondance. Mail order business. Mail order business. Répétez. Mail order business. Société de fabrication. Manufacturing company. Manufacturing company. Ok. Fusion. To merge. To merge. Fusion d'entreprise. Merger. Merger. Petite et moyenne entreprise. Mid-size company. Petite et moyenne entreprise. En anglais, c'est mid-size company. Small-size company and mid-size company. Monopole. Monopoly. Étatisé. Nationalized. Société à but non lucratif. Non-profit company. Délocalisé. To outsource or to delocalize. To outsource or to delocalize. Société mère. Parent company. Société mère. Parent company. Parent and company. Tout simplement. As easy as that. Être copropriétaire. To be co-owner. To be co-owner. Avantage en nature. Perks. Avantage en nature. Perks. Perks. Répétez. Perks. Ok. Tenter sa chance. To play the odds. To play the odds. Être privatisé. To be privatized. To be privatized, okay, benefits, profits, profits, or earnings, earnings, sector public, public sector, maison d'édition, publishing firm, commerce de détail, retail company, géant de la distribution, retailing giants, géant de la distribution, diriger une société, to run a business, être travailleur indépendant, ou bien être entrepreneur, to be self-employed, autofinancement, self-financing, autofinancement, associé principal, senior partner, petites entreprises, small scale business, grande entreprise, large scale business, partie prenante, stakeholder, appartenant à l'État, state owned. Okay, so I think we have done so for today. So these were the different new words that you're going to learn today. So these are the new words that I wanted to present to you in order for you to be able to advance, to gain more and more vocabulary, and this vocabulary that could help you exercise more, or let's say master better vocabulary for your English test, and to in order to, for you to equally run a business. Okay, so you're going to see the show notes in the below the podcast. Okay, that it depends if you're on Spotify or if you're on Apple Podcast, you're going to see the notes just below the podcast. Okay, good. So I think everything is okay here. So just be, the only thing I'm going to advise you is to continue to pronounce each and every word you found here. Okay, so donc prononcer ces mots, ça va beaucoup vous aider à non seulement maîtriser chaque mot, mais comprendre aussi ce que ça signifie. Okay, so that was it. I think we're done for today. So okay, great. So if you have appreciated this episode, sorry, then I will invite you to press on the follow buttons to stay tuned. Also, leave us a comment to the Q&A and post below. And lastly, give us a 5-star rating on either Apple Podcast or Spotify. Okay, what you need to know is leaving a 5-star review means showing the algorithm that you think this is an amazing podcast or an amazing show, and think it should be proposed or offered to as many people as possible. Okay, so to conclude, I want to say a massive thank you to you all. Thanks for checking this podcast. Be sure to stay tuned for more information. Okay, for recent followers and all newly listening to this podcast, I will invite you to go listen to this episode from the beginning. Okay, so I look forward to meeting you in the next episode. Thank you.